Hello.
And we are live. And welcome to Tidal Wrestling. And we got so much to talk about. This is episode 3 of our preview show, gang. And Merry Christmas to everybody that's watching at home. We're live across Facebook and wherever you are watching this. But for the first time on Tidal Wrestling's Facebook page. And we are so, so excited to have you join us today. Of course, we're going to be talking about this show here, the first show of 2024. Tidal Wrestling presents New Dawn 2, January the 14th from the Parish in Huddersfield. We'll get into all of that. We'll discuss and break down all the matches that have been announced so far. But first of all, got to introduce the gang that are on screen there. First of all, down at the bottom there, Taj, the owner of Tidal Wrestling. Taj, Merry Christmas to you, and how are you doing?
Merry Christmas, Johnners. I'm doing good. It's a bit cold in here, so I'm wrapped up and I've got my trees behind me, all ready for the season. I've got the fire on.
Absolutely. And we'll hear more from Taj throughout the course of this preview show. And of course, I'm Johnners from the Wrestling with Johnners podcast. And over to my right-hand side, I think, that way, we got the Mad Dog himself, Mr. Mike Mad Dog Angus. Mike, great to see you again. Great to have you on another Tidal preview show. How you doing, my friend?
Amazing, John. It's amazing. Great to be here. And really glad to see that Tate Mayfairs and Harley Hudson have joined Taj down there. They're a bit static at the moment, but great to see them in the building. And so excited to talk about New Dawn 2 that's going to be at the Parish on January 14th. Sunday, January 14th. Get your tickets now. That is the ideal Christmas present. That tickets to go and see Tidal Wrestling. And we are looking forward to New Dawn 2 so much. And yeah, there's a lot to discuss, Jonas, so I'll let you take them away, boys.
First of all, for those that aren't aware of Tidal Wrestling, go and check out all their social pages. But when you get there, click on the various graphics and the links that will take you through to where you can get tickets for their next show, New Dawn 2. And the details are running along the bottom of the screen, Sunday the 14th. From the Parish in Huddersfield, just go to the bit.ly link is very, very handy, bit.ly/Tidal2024 or TidalWrestling2023.bigcartel.com. Of course, it is still 2023, but click on the links in the description to this or in any post on any of Tidal's social posts, or just follow the links at the bottom. And there will be barcodes popping up on screen during the course of this live preview show. So just get your phones out and scan them. And let's have some fun. But Merry Christmas to one and all. Merry Christmas to Mike and to Taj. We are, of course, here to talk about New Dawn 2. And, of course, Taj, going to jump straight to you because this is going to mark the first anniversary of you being in charge of Tidal Wrestling. A momentous occasion. You must be really looking forward to the show.
I'm looking forward to every show I do and the wrestling shows I go to. But, wow, what a year it's been. Been a journey, but I'm ready for next year. So 2024 is going to be even better than 2023.
Absolutely. And I neglected to mention at the top of the show, we're live, of course. So send in your comments, send us your highlights of 2023 through Tidal Wrestling, and send us what you're looking forward to most from Tidal Wrestling in 2024. And they could include some of the matches we're going to be talking about very, very soon. And should we talk about some of the dates for 2024? Because you've already organised your calendar, all the dates are ready. We know where Tidal Wrestling is going to be and when. And let's have a quick look. And Mike, why don't you talk us through some of the really, really exciting shows that we have to look forward to, some of the dates there, and including a London date in February. So kick us off, my friend.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Really looking forward to being at the New Cross Inn in London on February 24th. A really exciting one, obviously. And I believe there may be a wrestling show the next day as well on Sunday. So a good wrestling weekend of that one, which is something we always adore. New Dawn 2 on January the 14th. You've got to be there for the first one of the year. It's going to kick things all off. And there's we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up for you. So it all starts there. And then, Sunday's right throughout the year in the Parish Huddersfield. And, there's no better place to be. Some of the food on offer is great. The music leading up to the show is class. And, Tidal Wrestling, it's something you're going to really want to be there. If you're in the Yorkshire area or further afield, get yourself down to Huddersfield for that at the Parish. It's going to be epic. So very special times coming up. Looking forward to it.
Speaking of special times, speaking of momentous occasions and celebrations, of course, Christmas around the corner, 2024 around the corner. But we do have another celebration, and it's this here. I'm just going to play a little video right now. There we go. Thank you, TikTok. But if you didn't gather from that short video, it's an announcement that Mike Mad Dog Angus is the brand new general manager of Tidal Wrestling. So congratulations, Mike. Well done. How do you feel? A hell of a promotion and an exciting 2024 to look forward to for you especially.
Mate, so proud of it. You know, I enjoy being in the ring doing the announcing, but to have the you know, the GM role and be able to have some authority on the shows, and you know, it's just exciting times. And who knows what the Mad Dog could come up with this year coming up in 2024. Anything could literally happen at Tidal Wrestling, and you know, and it will.
Absolutely. Any words for our new GM, Taj?
I think Angus has done an amazing job this year. Let's see what 2024 holds. I can see some Teddy Long vibes, but yeah.
I'll
see what happens.
If you were tag team matches player.
An exciting announcement for you guys. For at the end of this show, I have got an announcement for you, an exclusive announcement of something that's going to be happening at New Dawn too. So make sure to keep your ears and eyes peeled, ready for that one.
Big announcement. But let's talk about the first of three matches we're going to talk about during this live preview show. And remember, being as we're live, you can get in touch with the show, send us your questions, send us your comments, send us your matches that you're looking forward to seeing at New Dawn 2, or maybe do a bit of fantasy booking for Tidal Wrestling in 2024. Remember, you've got the two main people here. They might take a notice of your suggestions. But the first match we're going to talk about is this one here. For the Tidal Championship, Scotty Rourke against Tate Mayfairs. Let's be honest, guys, two of the very finest pro wrestlers in the UK and further afield. Scotty Rourke doing some tremendous things in 2023. Tate Mayfairs wrestling the best of the best all over the UK and further afield. I don't think you could have picked a stronger main event, to be honest with you guys. So congratulations on this wonderful main event to headline your first show of 2024. Taj, I'm going to start with yourself. Scotty Rourke had an amazing year in a title ring in 2024, in 2023, picking up the championship at your most recent show, starting the new year as the champion, going up against Tate Mayfairs himself. But what are your thoughts leading into that one, Taj?
Well, I know I've got Tate to my left, so but he looks great because he's never been so quiet in his life. But yeah, it's it was a really special show. I think it was clear that the fans wanted Scotty to be the Tidal Chief, that he deserved that role. His journey, just the amount of effort and heart he puts into every single match he does, and I'm extremely proud for him to be representing Tidal moving forward. And the moment that he shared with Lucy and also his mum was really special, because that was a special show for me, because my mum had just passed a couple of months before, so that's a special one-off. So to have his mum there really, really meant something to me. It warms my heart, and it's special. That's kind of what, you know, Tidal does. It's a family event. It was just beautiful to have that. I'm just so proud of Scotty. And to have Scotty versus Tate, well, I think people know I'm a little bit biased, and I make it clear as to who I like and who I want to win, also being a fan. So hopefully Scotty will win, but you never know. Tate is very much like Ace when he gets a little, you know, ace up his sleeve. So yeah, let's see how that's going to go. But yeah. But yeah, I'm so proud of Scotty.
If it's not John's dog,
the cat wants to get in on the show.
It might be my cat, and he's called Ace as well. So
that Ace is always sticking his nose in somewhere.
Yeah, he just doesn't now stop, does he?
Mike, I'm going to hand it over to you. We've had people get in touch with the show already. We'll bring up their questions and their comments very, very soon. But Mike, this is a mouthwatering main event to kickstart Tidal Wrestling in 2024 for New Dawn 2, isn't it?
It certainly is. You know, Tate Mayfair has been absolutely amazing in 2023. You know, both at Progress Wrestling and TNT Extreme Wrestling, where I work as well, he has had some absolutely amazing matches, and it is hard to deny that Tateness is greatness. But, you know, he's going against the lost boy of British wrestling, Scotty Rourke, somebody I've worked with for a very long time, and I've seen him. He just works so hard, and he puts his heart on his sleeve. And that main event match that he had against Ace Matthews, you know, who was the former title chief, Ace is no, you know, he's a tough cookie to crack. And Scotty Rourke picked up the win there in an absolutely hard-fought battle, and is deserved champion. And then Tate Mayfair wants to come and take that all away from him. But at New Dawn 2, we'll see if Mayfair has what it takes to beat Scotty Rourke. So, yeah, exciting times.
Absolutely. We've had a couple of people reach out and get in touch. First of all, JC, Justin Clapper.
Yes, JC.
How you doing, JC? Hello, everybody. And also via Facebook, we've got a gentleman by the name of Ian Hippie Baker. Can we have Ace get a fair chance to get his championship back? I love Scotty, but the way our title chief was screwed over was terrible. Guys, add a bit of context to this. Ian Hippie Baker seems to think that the former title chief, Ace Matthews, was screwed over. But any thoughts to that?
All year, the only way Ace has won is by screwing people over. That's what he did. That's what he does. So for the Scotty versus Ace match, it was like the Ghost of Christmas Past just wouldn't let him escape. He had to wrestle. So there was no more aces up his sleeve for that show. So Ian, I'm really sorry, but I don't know what you mean, but it's a valid point. But I don't know, Angus, do you want to carry on? I don't know.
Yeah,
where I'm going to
be watching there. I'll certainly be watching Ace very closely. I'm sure he'll be back. A title in 2024, you know, and obviously he's got a big fan base in Huddersfield, so we'll be watching him. If he deserves a title shot in 2024, he'll be getting it. So yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But first of all, Tate Mayfair has got his chance at Scotty Rourke, so it could be Ace versus Tate later on in the year. We'll have to see.
But guys, before we go any further, we did have Tate Mayfair. He did send us a video, and shall we see what he had to say? Here we go. Here's Tate Mayfair.
Mad Dog, Jonas, what's up? Listen, I got the invite, but I'm kind of busy. I ain't going to go and do your shit show and talk a bunch of crap with you two fucking jabroni marks. I'm busy. I got a hot date tonight. I'll tell you this much, short and sweet. What is it? January 14th? I think that's the day. You can correct it if not. Do your job for once. You should fucking... Mad Dog, I'm surprised you even got this general manager job. You are probably one of the laziest, dumbest people I've ever met in professional wrestling. Jonas, you're one of the most boring people I've ever met in wrestling. Tidal Wrestling, one of the most pathetic wrestling companies and fan bases I've ever worked for in professional wrestling. I will say this, it will all change January 14th. Correct the date if wrong. I will beat Scotty Rourke. I will become the title World Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And then I will change the company in my image. The image of what? Greatness.
Wow, some strong words there.
apologies about the language from Mr. Mayfair there, but yeah, obviously...
apologies for those. You know, unbelievable. I don't think we need to... linger on that too much, but some strong words from Tate, and obviously he's obviously thinking ahead to possibly being the new title champion when all said and done. But Scotty Rourke has had one of the best years of his career in 2023. I think he's going to have something to say about that, Mr. Mayfair. and tidy up your language next time.
He talks the talk, but can he walk the walk?
Good point. Very good point. And on that, let's talk about another one of the championship matches that's on offer, January the 14th from the Parish Huddersfield, and it's this one here. Rio will be defending her Tidal Women's Championship against Nina Samuels, number one contender, two of the very best performers in the UK. Once again, I've got to take my hat off to you. You know, this is another amazing main event caliber match for the Tidal Women's Championship. And wow, I mean, you put on some banging matches last year, some banging matches for the Women's Championship. But you're kicking off 2024 in style with Rio versus Nina Samuels. Mike, I'm going to start with you this time. That is a main event to kind of that could headline any show up and down the country. And Tidal Wrestling has it on their first show, New Dawn, in 2024.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Rio, an amazing champion for Tidal Wrestling. She defeated Natalie Sykes back at Walk the Plank on the 30th of July and has held the championship since then. You know, Rio as well has been absolutely amazing all over the country. She's, I believe, the first woman to be the ICW and Progress and Tidal champion all at the same time, women's champion. So doing amazingly all around the UK, fighting in Europe. And, you know, I'm sure she'll be breaking out into the States and all over the world in the next year. So exactly. Ian's happy to see Rio on the card. And, you know, we all are, an amazing fighting champion taking on Nina Samuels, the star of the Nina Samuels show. Let's hope she brings that tiny hat with her. That's always exceptional, you know, fashion skills. But yeah, Nina has shown in Tidal that she's, you know, absolutely brilliant herself. She won the Women's Rumble, the Tidal Women's Rumble, and also managed to hold onto her number one contenders against Evie Madden as well in another tough match. So Nina, a worthy number one contender for Rio's championship. So yeah, really looking forward to that match. Two of the best in Europe at the moment, and it really will be a banger on January 14th. So yeah, let Taj tell you all about that as well. I know she's a huge fan of Rio, obviously, so take it away.
Sure. Quick question for you. I mean, Rio is, you know, a relatively new champion in Tidal, virtually the brand new Tidal Women's Champion. Is it going to be a very short reign, especially with Nina Samuels being her number one contender to her championship on the 14th of January?
Well, Nina won the Rumble, and it really just depends on the match on the day. I mean, how can you decide between Nina, with everything she's achieved, and WWE, NXT, and then we've got Rio holding those three belts. You've got the best versus the best. I'm absolutely, God, I can't, when I get excited, I can't talk, and I just can't talk. I'm just so proud and honoured to have this match on. I'll have front row seats for this, but yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just so honoured to have this on the show.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And a couple of people that have got in touch, Alice via Facebook, Taj is the best ever. Thank you, Alice. Thank you for watching. Keep sending in your questions. And we've got a Kasif that's watching this live via Facebook. We'll be seeing more of Prince Dean next year in a Tidal ring. So Prince Dean was a regular fixture in a Tidal ring in 2023. Had some really, really fun matches. Can either of you answer that? I mean, Prince Dean, we'll see more of him in 2024.
The king of the bubble machine. If Prince Dean wants to be part of the show again, just send me a message. The door's always open, and he had a good fan base there. So, and everybody loves bubbles as well. So I want to see more bubbles and Prince Dean.
Really, absolutely, really entertaining wrestler. Absolutely brilliant. And as you said about the bubbles, the only issue is when you suspend them from the ceiling and they spill into the ring during the matches. But yeah, apart from that, it's brilliant. It's better when they're attached to him on his way to the ring, I think.
Yeah, I thought it was the aircon, but it was actually the bubble machine.
Another quick question from Ian. And will we see Natalie Sykes face any disciplinary measures for how she treated the owner of the company? Terrible scenes. So give us a bit of insight into what happened there. And it's a fair question. Will she be facing any disciplinary measures? And we got our new general manager on screen as well. So Mad Dog, Taj, any comments to Ian's question there?
Yeah, definitely. I believe the decision had already been made before I took over as GM. So I'll let Taj tell you exactly what the decision was, because it is going to have repercussions in 2024 for Miss Sykes.
There was no need to do what she did to me in the middle of the ring on the biggest show of the year for us. It was just appalling. I didn't expect for her to be so violent towards me. She is banned from the show until at least May. Frankly, I even an apology wouldn't do right now. It's not something I want to see again, and definitely not welcome back for a very long time. I think half a year or so could do it, but yeah, I wasn't able to function for a little while. It was horrible, very traumatizing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, we spoke about the heavyweight championship match that's going to be taking place at New Dawn 2 just a couple of weeks around the corner, the 14th of January, of course. And I just want to bring up a couple of the comments that we've had already. First of all, Cassif again, Scotty Rourke, the true title chief. Okay, and then I'll bring this comment up one more time from Ian. It says, can Ace get a fair chance at getting his championship back? He loves Scotty, but the way the title chief was screwed over was terrible. I suppose we have to bring, the former title chief, but Ace Matthews is with us live on the preview show live across Facebook. Ace Matthews, thank you so much for coming back. Your second appearance on the preview show. We are truly honoured and blessed. First of all, Merry Christmas and how are you?
Thank you. Thank you for sending me your honours and blessings. I don't appreciate you calling me the former title chief. I think you'll find I'm still the right title chief.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Congratulations, by the way, Michael. Hello.
Easy, eh? So are we getting on?
Hello. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good to see you back in the parish next year, 2024. Could potentially be a big year for Ace Matthews.
Oh, it's definitely going to be a big year for Ace Matthews. I mean, bigger than the stars that Taj was seeing after Natalie Sykes was done with her. Taj.
Ace, we don't want to rile Taj up. We do not, but we're live. I can't edit things out, but we've already had swearing from Tate Mayfair's. Taj, keep a lid on it. It's okay. I can see you getting angry. But Ace, I've got to ask you, 2024, a big year ahead for title wrestling. And I'm sure it's going to be big and maybe even a better year for Ace Matthews. Give us a little bit of insight into your plans, your goals for Ace Matthews in the title ring in 2024.
After quite a mostly excellent year last year, only spoiled by Taj's actions at the end of the year, you know what you did. And Scotty Rourke, I know he was just a pawn in your little game. I'm afraid I have to say that once I wore my good friend Chase's silly mask, I saw the light, and we've decided that Scotty Rourke, he can join us. He could be our friend again. Is that what you'd like, Taj?
Well, my cat is called Ace, and he's talking a lot, and you're talking a lot of jabroni as well. That is not what I want to be seeing.
Yeah, Scotty Rourke's not our friend, I'm afraid. And I think you'll find by the end of this year, Ace Matthews, maybe a little bit of Jazzy Alexander, are probably going to end up as the title champion, the title tag team champions.
Ooh, interesting.
The long-lost title open champion. And maybe even the title women's champion as well, you know? We might just complete the set. And we only have you to thank, Taj, so thank you very much. You know what? How about we bring back Natalie Sykes and the three of us? We can show the world of Tidal just what we're about.
Have you been on the brandy, Ace?
It's not Christmas.
You've been a little bit deluded to me.
So, Ace, let me step in. Let me step in. And obviously, we've got the big show, New Dawn 2, January the 14th, just around the corner. You're not announced yet. You're not announced for any matches. Will you be there? Will you be? Maybe you'll have to buy a ticket. There's a link running down the bottom of the screen, Ace. But so maybe you'll have to buy a ticket. I think there might be some front row seats left. I'm not sure. But will we see you there in the audience?
There's a link running along the bottom, isn't there? I can't click it when I'm on here, I'm afraid. So I think I'll speak. Mike, I'll speak to you. Thank you very much. I'm pretty sure that I deserve my rematch. I'm pretty sure I should never have had to defend my championship against Scotty Rook in the first time. We should probably erase the last show from history. I don't know. Michael, I implore you, use your judgment on this. Make a name for yourself. Do the right thing, Michael.
We'll have to see. We may very well see Ace Matthews there on January 14th in some capacity. We'll have to see. Have a great Christmas, sir. Thank you for diving on and speaking to us. And look forward to seeing you in the new year.
There we go. Ace Matthews, thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And thank you for joining us yet again. Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, John. It's an absolute pleasure as always. Two of the three ain't bad, eh?
Bye.
Whew, that was hard work, wasn't it? God, are we all right after that? I think we might need a brandy.
I've got a headache.
Brilliant wrestler. You can't deny it, guys.
He's a very good wrestler when he wrestles.
Yes. Anyway,
he's very, very good on the mic as well. He's done a really good job of getting a really good fan base, such as Ian and some others. Probably because he does brainwash people and he does know how to present himself well. But there's these occasions where, I mean, I've seen glimpses, but there are these occasions where, God, you need a couple of brandies after seeing him.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm just concerned about this link up he's got with Chase as well. Obviously, I don't know, John, as if you've had a chance to see our Christmas promotion that we've been running. We've been running our own version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Today is our third day, and we've got Vusik featured today with three French hens, and yesterday was two, which could possibly have been two title chiefs, but it was two title doves with Scotty Rourke. And then on day one, it was an ace in a Chase tree. So brilliant stuff so far. But we've got that running right the way up until Christmas when we'll release the video. I may sing the song for you at some point. We'll have to see. And we might put that out on Christmas Day as a little treat.
Come on, Mike, you've teased us now. You've keyed it up perfectly. Come on.
Is it going to be like a Doris version of it, or are you going to sing a cappella?
If Doris is in it, I'm sure he could throw in a few
lyrics. We might have to leave that for another day.
Lyrical Dragon will be throwing in the 0121s for us, hopefully, at some point. We'll have to add that in.
Oh, brilliant. And Ian is clearly a huge Ace fan. And I think Ian might be the leader of Ace's fan club. I'm not sure. Ace just wants us all to be Ace. I'm sure he does, and Ian does as well, by the looks of it. And something about my hat there. My hat looks so cool on you. Thank you very much.
I do have a
wonky head, so I'm always fiddling with it, trying to make it look John is with a wonky head. But let's get to more serious matters, shall we? And we've got another match to talk about. We've had a lot of fun so far. Keep sending me your questions. Keep sending me your comments. And our third edition of the Tidal preview show, but our first one live. And I think we'll do many more live after this one. It's been really, really good fun. But how about this one, guys? The rematch, Sam Gradwell versus Vusik. These two had, so many kind of war of words confrontations and that epic match that they had in 2023. They're going to relive it at New Dawn 2, January the 14th from the Parish in Huddersfield. Details running along the bottom of the screen as far as where you can get your tickets from, or just click in the link in the description to this. But Sam Gradwell, one of the very best heavyweight wrestlers in the UK, going up against Vusik, who really had an amazing breakout year in 2023 and seems to be setting Tidal on notice, and certainly the roster of Tidal on notice. And he's going after Sam Gradwell, and I think Sam Gradwell equally has got Vusik in his eyesight as well. But Taj, we've spoken about two amazing championship matches, Sam Gradwell versus Vusik is another fantastic match to discuss on this preview show.
Yeah, I mean, the way that I see it is, like in Street Fighter, we have round one, then you have round two. Obviously, round one was when Gradwell won, and round two, who knows? But it's very much like a Street Fighters game, because those are two epic wrestlers that know how to wrestle and obviously look after themselves. And I've got to say, I think their match earlier on this year was definitely one of my favourite matches of this year. Vucic has been getting stronger and stronger. He's a complete badass. And you've got Gradwell, who's, he's untouchable, really. I mean, I don't really know what to say about this match other than it depends on the day as to who's going to win. But it's two of the best wrestlers that I can possibly put together. And again, completely honoured to have them part of the show.
Absolutely. And Mike, I'm going to hand it over to you. But Ian, once again, he's Vucic all day long in this match against Sam Gradwell. Kasif, hopefully Gradwell can stop any more Vucic tantrums. But Mike, I'm going to hand it over to you. You've got Kasif certainly in the in the corner of Gradwell, and Ian definitely in the corner of Vucic. But how do you think it's going to go down?
Well, you've got the Blackpool Thunderstorm, Sam Gradwell, literally. Yeah, someone said NXT UK reject. He was an absolute star of NXT UK, to be fair. He was, there's no way he was rejected there. He was absolutely brilliant. And I actually saw him wrestle at one of their tapings, and he was so impressive. Just an absolutely physical specimen. And for such a big guy, he moves around so well. He hits a forearm off the side of the ring. And, you know, just some of the stuff he does is just absolutely brilliant. But Vucic recently has been the title terminator, and he has been, some of the matches he's had, they had a triple threat with Hardman Dan and Dynamite Lee that was absolutely brilliant. He did it amazingly against Darice, who we just spoke about. That match was one of the craziest matches we had all year. It had to be restarted. And Vucic managed to choke out Darice. And, you know, Darice is a worldwide star. So for Vucic to pick up a win over Darice is absolutely massive, especially in Huddersfield, which is like Darice's second hometown, basically. So Vucic has been tearing through. But it was Tate Mayfairs who picked up that win in the number one contenders triple threat between the two of them, because those two just could not keep their hands off each other, constantly bickering, fighting. And as they said, Vucic showing his angry side with the tantrums he's pulled. But, I think that was Mayfairs got the better of the pair of them there, because they were just battling each other. So this match has to take place at New Dawn 2 on January 14th, because if not, these two are just going to destroy each other, whatever happens. So let's have the match. Let's get it done. The rematch, Gradwell versus Vucic, January 14th. And I'm going to say this is, you know, worth the ticket price alone just to see this matchup. Last time they wrestled at Walk the Plank back in July, and literally the whole crowd was chanting both men's names. It was back and forth, Vucic, Gradwell. And you know what? It was an absolutely amazing match. And I'm sure the match on January the 14th will be as well.
I think you had to definitely be there to see that match. Even if you replay it and, you know, you watch it when it's released, it won't do it justice. It was a feeling when you were in the venue, when you saw it live and people chanting. Gradwell is definitely one of the best that we have in the UK. And Vucic is... he's kind of new in his journey, but watch this space. And for them to be together face-to-face again in January, I know that that's a match that a lot of people wanted. So definitely worth the ticket price. Two of the best.
Absolutely. And we've already seen comments on this previous show from Tate Mayfairs, but Vucic also sent us a few words. So here's what Vucic had to say for the preview show. Here we go.
2024. I'm going to take out everyone.
There we go. a few words, but he lets his talking. He does his talking in the ring, guys, and we've seen him do some wonderful things. He is what they call a hybrid wrestler. He can hit you from any angle, any part of that squared circle. It doesn't matter who he's in the ring with. He is a dangerous, dangerous man to be in the ring with. And I think Sam Gradwell, he's got to be on his top form at New Dawn 2 on January the 14th. But another incredible match. Let's just have a quick recap of the matches that we've spoken about so far. These, like I say, details run along the bottom of the screen. The link, as far as where you can get your tickets, will be in the description to this also. Scotty Rourke versus Tate Mayfield for the Tidal Heavyweight Championship. Absolutely incredible. Two of the very best workers, wrestlers, performers, athletes in the UK going nose-to-nose, face-to-face in that championship match on January the 14th, New Dawn 2. The Women's Championship match, new champion Rio against somebody up on her level. Nina Samuels has had an incredible couple of years. 2023 was definitely her year up and down the country and further afield. That's going to be a banger for the Women's Championship. And the match we just spoke about, Sam Gradwell versus Vusik, the rematch against two of the top performers, two of the top heavyweights in the UK. An incredible lineup. There's going to be more matches announced, so stay tuned to Tidal social pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, and all that good stuff. But I think our new general manager might have a bit of an announcement with regards to somebody else that may be appearing on the show on January the 14th. Mad Dog, I'm going to hand it over to you.
Yeah, I've got a couple of special announcements, actually. And the first one is going to be that on Friday at 5 o'clock, Tidal will be releasing an announcement. So keep your eyes peeled on our social media on that day, as we will have another announcement for New Dawn 2 taking place then. Also, I will let you guys know about our end-of-year awards, the Anchor Awards, we're calling them this year, because obviously it's Tidal. And then we're going to be starting a poll, which is going to be on social media, running from Sunday for one full week, where we'll have a poll each day. So please join us and vote on our social media channels then, when we will be deciding on our end of year awards. And the categories that we are going to be doing our awards on this year are going to be the funniest moment, the shock of the year. We're also going to have breakthrough of the year, tag team of the year, a male and female of the year in Tidal in 2023, and finally our match of the year. So if anyone's got any suggestions, recommendations, feel free to comment on any of our social medias there. You can contact myself or Taj directly, a message on the Tidal page as well. We're on, as John has mentioned, Facebook, Instagram, and X, or Twitter as it was formerly known. And feel free to comment there with any suggestions for us. And the polls will be going live next week, and we will be revealing the results of those in the last week of the year, right before we head into 2024. Mm. And as GM of Tidal, I have a really, really exciting announcement. I've been looking forward to this all day. And Jonas, I know I've sent the graphic over to you to flash up on the screen, but at New Dawn 2, January 14th, in the parish, Huddersfield, one of the best professional wrestlers on the planet is going
to
be
a drum roll for this,
and issuing an open challenge. And that man is none other than Spike Treve will be in Huddersfield on January 14th. The vulture of professional wrestling, the sovereign lord, the Sith Lord of professional wrestling himself is open challenge, issuing an open challenge. So there you have it. Spike Treve will be in the house on January 14th. And who will answer the open challenge? You'll have to be there to find out. Get your tickets now. Perfect Christmas present for this year. Tickets to New Dawn 2. And we can't wait to see you there.
There we go. Let's just jump to some final questions and comments that have come through during this live broadcast. And we want to thank each and every one of you that's tuned in and watched this live, especially if you're watching this live on the Tidal Facebook page. We will be doing more of these in the run-up to each of the Tidal shows in 2024. Stay tuned. First of all, Alice again. You guys are incredible. Thank you, Alice. Complimented my cap earlier.
Thank you, Alice.
And now we make a good team, don't we? We make a good team. Let's see who else is out there. So going back to Gradwell and Ian again, he was too good for WWE. Must be the only wrestler from Blackpool not in the Blackpool Combat Club. Well said, Ian.
Absolutely, 100%.
But then Drew, not good enough for the Combat Club. Too much mouth, he reckons, Sam Gradwell.
He backs it up, though. He backs it up, the lad. Honestly, he's brilliant.
Really. And I think Ian here is referring to Vucic versus Sam Gradwell. Can't wait for that one. We can't wait for that one. Also, Ian, absolutely fantastic. Let's have a quick look, see where we are. Oh, Alice again, really, really enjoying this live. Getting you guys excited for the matches. That's what we're here
just
for.
Just beginning. Wait until you're there.
Absolutely. Let's have a quick
see everyone back in the parish Huddersfield. It's just the atmosphere is there, is something else. And yeah, the dough balls are something else as well, especially, you know, some great food on offer there and
cocktails.
Well, absolutely. Maybe after the show.
Gradwell isn't taking Vucic seriously. He's going to get slapped for it. There we go.
Vucic has the potential to just be an absolute destroyer. So I just think on that day, they're both going to bring their A game and it's going to be combustible. Oh, it is going to be combustible. I'll be keeping an eye on things from ringside for sure, because that is it's going to go off and it's going to be something very, very special.
Absolutely. And Ian, 2023 title was awesome. Yes, it was. Can't wait for 2024. Thank you, Ian. Also, we've had so many people sending questions. Let's have a quick look. Here we go. Alice again, let's bring this one up. Alice is new to wrestling, but you guys are doing a great job in getting Alice excited for 2024 and title wrestling. Nick Hughes, shout out to Mike. You've come a long way, my friend. He certainly has. He's the new GM of title wrestling.
Nick, any bigger he's an than absolute that. Legend, guys. You've got to put your hands together for Nick, because without Nick, I would not have been involved in professional wrestling in the UK. He brought me in to be ring announcer at TNT back in 2015. And, you know, it was he's a great guy. He's got some great links with talent, international wrestling talent, especially like guys from the States. And he's been recently working with a couple of wrestlers from Greece who've done amazingly when they've come over to the UK, PCW and places like that. So Nick, a great guy, and always trying to help build the professional wrestling scene in the UK. And, you know, that's so important to, you know, help these wrestlers out who are new on the scene. And, you know, if someone like Nick can help them get bookings and help them showcase them in the UK, then that's just a brilliant thing. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing, Nick. And thank you, my friend.
I've hopefully got the wrestling chant in my soon. Head going, thank you, Nick. Yeah, thank you,
there
Nick.
We go. And Drew, thanks, guys. Great chat. Thank you very much. We got to Liam. Liam Wakelin. First time that he'll be attending title in January. Can't wait. We can't wait to see you there, Liam. Thank you so much. Let's
thank
see.
You, Liam. You'll have a
Alice
great
can't
great,
wait
Liam,
to be at it. The matches. And I think we're nearly there. Ian, one more time. Parish is one of the best bars in the north. There we go.
Parish is amazing for food, for drinks, for wrestling, for bands, the atmosphere, but in particular for title wrestling on January the 14th.
There we go.
Parish absolutely rocks. Great place. And the last great show we stuff. Did there, Scotty Rourke's band actually played after the show, and it was amazing, the atmosphere in there. And just while we're on there as well, I'll tell you, someone who was at that party as well was Joe Blazer, and it's Joe's birthday today. So just wishing Joe a happy birthday.
Happy returns.
Everyone at Tidal. And hopefully we'll see Joe next year, 2024 as well, at Tidal Wrestling. So
happy birthday.
Just a quick recap. And of course, 2024 is going to be a big year for Tidal Wrestling. Kicking off Sunday, the 14th of January from the parish. And then a special London date, the 24th of February. And then there's a March date, May, July, September, October, December. You've got to be all over this, because Tidal Wrestling is making some waves, dare I say, in the UK indie scene, doing some incredible things. Taj, Mike, you got an exciting year ahead. This is what it's all about. New Dawn 2, scan the barcode on screen, click in the link in the description to this show, or just follow the details scrolling along the bottom there. You got a bit.ly link, bit.ly/Tidal 2024. Nice and easy. But to finish this live preview show for New Dawn 2, I think we've got a bit of a highlights package of what an amazing year Total Wrestling had in 2023. But before we go, like I say, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to Mike and Taj. Mike, have you got any final words for the viewers out there? Maybe wish them a Happy New Year or reasons as to why they should be attending Total Wrestling in 2024?
Of course. Get your tickets as Christmas presents, guys. You can't give a better Christmas gift than sending someone to live wrestling in 2024. And New Dawn 2, it's going to be the first show of the new year. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone back in the parish in Huddersfield, one of my favourite venues to ring announce in. And, GM in there, so could potentially be causing some chaos that day. So I'd like to keep you on your toes. And, you know, the show is going to be exciting no matter what. Some amazing matches planned, and it's going to be a really special day. So make sure you get your tickets. I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'd especially like to thank Taj for giving me this opportunity. And, of course, Jonas for providing us with this interview today. Been absolutely marvellous. And I'm looking forward to seeing your interview with Dr. Tom Pritchard as well. Yeah. Amazing stuff. It's great that you get all the wonderful guests you do, Jonas. And, the British wrestling scene is a better place for you being involved. And just still that moment with Heidi Katrina at Wrestle Carnival still lives long in my memory when she got you and knocked your hat off and you just said, well, I never.
That was about 2 years ago now, Mike. You won't let me live that one down. Will you? You won't let me live that down. But final words to you, Taj. Final words to you.
Yeah, I know about that moment as well because I'm Mike. this year, like I said, it's been a complete journey. A girl from South, and a huge thank you to Ian for giving me the chance. Coming up here, meeting the people that I have, putting on these matches, even putting on, an after-show party with bands. Just thank you for the support. Thank you for people coming to the shows. I'm really looking forward to next year. Especially with the London date for Goblins and Golems, which is extremely special to me. Getting back down to my roots. Thank you to everyone. A huge thank you to my mum as always. Next year is going to be absolutely amazing. And I've got to say, it's been a complete honour to be live with and doing these things with you, Jonas and Mike, two absolute unsung heroes of wrestling. So I'm absolutely honoured. So thank you for that. Tidal is making some tidal waves in 2024.
Yeah, they certainly are. But Mike, thank you very much. Charles, pleasure as always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. And we're going to play out with the highlights of 2023. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Is the safe space for the weird, the wonderful, the misfits, the people, the
body bagged, body bagged. We don't know many body bagged, body bagged. Your scene, body bag, body bag. We don't know many body bag, body body bag. Your stack, body bag, body bag. We don't know many body bag, body bag. Your scene, body bag, body bag. We don't know many body bag, body body bag. Your scene, body bag, body bag. We don't know many body bag, body bag. Your scene, body bag, body bag. We don't know many body bag, body body bag. Your scene. Body bag, we done already body bagged, body bagged, your scene, body bagged, body bagged, we done already body bagged, body bagged, your scene, body bag, body bag, we done already body bagged, body bagged, your scene, body bag, we done already.